Hey there, and welcome to Eve's Apple, the podcast. I'm Kanyisa Boy, founding editor of Eve's Apple, the mag. We are a feminist sexual health and pleasure platform. Today, we're going to be talking about something fairly exciting, a male contraceptive. Now, we've been waiting for a contraceptive pill for men for decades, but nothing. Well, there's one on trial now. Outside of a condom, how do men take charge of their reproductive lives then? If you don't already know, or you've heard an uncertain, here's a 411. A vasectomy is a permanent contraceptive method for men who have either completed making family or do not want children at all. There are certain concerns around emasculation attached to this procedure, and these are primarily based on fear and not fact. Vasectomies are generally highly effective and least invasive ways of contraception. Think about what it would mean for you to have sex without having to concern yourself about unwanted or unsupportable pregnancies. Vasectomy is effective because it's designed to be permanent. You can't forget to use it or mess it up. It prevents pregnancy around the clock for the rest of your life. Once your doctor says there's no longer sperm in your semen, that's pretty much it. You don't have to do anything else to prevent pregnancy. Now, sperm is the microscopic cells that join up with an egg to cause a pregnancy. They're made in the testicles. Sperm leaves the testicles through two tubes called vas deferens and mix with other fluids to make semen, which you would call cum. The sperm in your semen can cause pregnancy. Okay. Now, the procedure. A vasectomy is a simple procedure done by a doctor in an office or hospital or even a clinic that can take up to 30 minutes. It entails snipping the ceiling off the vasa deferentia, which is singular for vas deferens, the tube that carries sperm from where the sperm cells are stored, to the ejaculatory gland when you are ejaculating. A bilateral vasectomy employs various techniques, including single midline incisions on two lateral incisions. It sounds heavily scientific, but at the end of it all, you are in a position to have sex that will not end in a pregnancy. Now, vasectomies have absolutely no impact on the potency of your erection. They do not change the way you have an orgasm or coming, the way that coming feels. Your semen still looks, feels, and tastes the same after a vasectomy. You just won't be able to make anyone pregnant. Vasectomy won't protect you or your partner, though, from sexually transmitted infections. So you've got to be careful. Cum can still carry STIs, even if it doesn't contain sperm. For some STIs, all you need is skin-to-skin contact to get from the one person to the next. So please carry on using condoms to ensure that you lower chances of spreading STIs. There is a slight chance, though, that the ends of your vas deferens can grow back after a vasectomy, which means you could cause pregnancy. But this is super, super, super rare. If you do change your mind, remember that vasectomies are meant to be permanent and there's very little chance of them being reversible. Before you get a vasectomy, think about any possible life changes that could affect you in future. Bisectomies are done in healthcare facilities for free, so public health for free, so your hospitals and clinics through referrals. According to the Association for Voluntary Sterilization in South Africa, there are healthcare centers that perform these. The person who chooses to have a vasectomy must be 18 years or older. Health assessment of blood pressure and weight are carried out when necessary for them in secondary or tertiary hospitals. You can also go to Maristopes South Africa, provided you've got the cash to pay for the surgery. There are other doctors who also would advertise these services. So do look around, and at lunchtime, you can go through and have a snip. This has been Kanyisa Boy for Eve's Apple, the podcast. Follow us on all the social media platforms. It is Eve's Apple, the mag. Let us know what other topics you'd like for us to cover. Until next time, it is goodbye.